Thanks, brother.
Well done, mate.
With owner breeder Bill Fordry. Just saw Hugo play score a brilliant win in the Globe Derby. This is a race you've been after, Bill.
Yeah, my word.
It's well, you bred this one, and you've always thought it had plenty of ability.
Yeah, actually, really, Tammy bred this horse.
All right. Well, she's got a share in him.
She's got a share in him, yeah.
You're a little bit emotional.
I am.
It's, well, that's okay, because that's what this game's about.
You wouldn't think you'd do that after 30-odd years, would you?
Well, you wouldn't, but things keep on surprising you.
It is a race I've never won. Another Shy Starter favourite and got beat. Another size race, Playtime Lady Starter favourite, beat by a 33-1 shot. We finally got one.
Well, look, Kate's done a great job with this horse.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tammy trained him as a two-year-old and did a lot of work with him.
Yep.
And he was too big. And he was that size as a two-year-old, and she suggested we should turn him out. And then when Tammy got pregnant with the baby and couldn't train anymore, it was her idea to give him to Kate.
All right, well,
it was a good idea.
Well, Kate's come right by, and Kate, you must be through with this.
No, that's Tam.
Oh, sorry, Tammy, I mean. Sorry, Tammy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Kate's just done an amazing job with the horse. And, yeah, I'm just proud of Kate and proud of the horse and proud that we gave the opportunity to train him.
Well, Dad was saying that you had this one as a two-year-old. And he showed a bit of ability then.
Yeah, he did. I gave him three preps as a two-year-old, but he kept, he had shin splints and his legs kept blowing up. So every time they blew up, I just tipped him out again and took it slowly with him. He was a big horse, and he needed time to mature and grow. And yeah, when I was pregnant and I could no longer train him, I suggested to Dad that we give him to Kate and give her a chance to have a go at him. And yeah, she's just done a marvellous job.
She has done a great job, because you know, she turned him out in absolutely brilliant fashion, and handled him well in the cart tonight too. Did the right thing, just cruised to the front. Got away with a cheap quarter, but it really wouldn't have mattered. He was just a class above them.
Yeah, well, you know, we thought that he was going to be the one to beat, but you can never be too confident. Kate's always driven him a treat. We've always left it up to her. We've never given her any ideas on how to drive him. We just always left it up to Kate, and yeah, she's just done a marvellous job. Just so happy.
Well, Tamara, you're wearing the war wounds of a fall you've had. You've your wrist in plaster, your legs in a brace, and but you're walking around. How are things going with regard to the injuries?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been 6 weeks now. I've still got a fair way to go with my knee. Bit of physio, and hopefully it'll come right given time.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you coming back to it. But in the meantime, you go play. What are the plans for him now, what do you think?
We don't want to over race him too much just yet, but I think probably the Breeders Crown's on the list.
All right.
And then see how he goes with that, and then probably paddock for a spell.
All right, so the Breeders Crown heats are in a few weeks, a couple of weeks' time?
I believe so, yeah. They're in Hobart. And we'll just see what comes of that.
All right, well, all the best for the future, and I hope you come good real quick.
Yeah, thanks, Peter.